Hello, I'm Pastor Cynthia Hale, and I am delighted to lead you in this time of meditation and prayer. Our focus scripture is found in our devotional,
Immeasurably More,
Leviticus 9, 1 through 6. On the eighth day, Moses summoned Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel. He said to Aaron, "Take a bull calf for your sin offering and a ram for your burnt offering, both without defect, and present them before the Lord. Then say to the Israelites, 'Take a goat for a sin offering, a calf and a lamb, both a year old and without defect, for a burnt offering, and an ox and a ram for the fellowship offering, to sacrifice before the Lord, together with a grain offering mixed with oil. For today the Lord will appear to you.'" They took the things Moses commanded to the front of the tent of meeting, and the entire assembly came near and stood before the Lord. Then Moses said, "This is what the Lord has commanded you to do, so that the glory of the Lord may appear to you." It is the eighth day, the day after the week-long consecration of Aaron and his sons as the priest of Israel. The eighth day signals a new beginning. The consecration of Aaron and his sons, the tabernacle and altar, marked the beginning of the people of Israel as a cult and the sacrificial system as their way of worshiping our God. Having been duly ordained for this assignment, it's time for the priests to serve. So in front of the tabernacle, visible to the entire camp of the tribes of Israel, Aaron and his sons, in obedience to the command of God, began to make their sacrifices. First, a sin offering for the people and for the priest, followed by a burnt offering, and then a fellowship offering, and finally a grain offering. The priests were to offer sacrifices first for themselves and then for the people. The first offering dealt with sin. One may wonder why the priest needed to offer a sin offering for themselves. Well, priests and pastors and ministers and other leaders are human. We need to be purified because of inadvertent sin. The fact that the seven-day ordination ceremony involved the provision of atonement for the priest underscores the need for leaders to have their sins forgiven by God. As leaders, we have the responsibility of providing a holy example of living for the people to serve. You've often heard me say in the words of John Maxwell that a church or an organization can rise no higher than its leaders. If a leader is carnal or living in sin, the people may follow his or her example and take the same liberty, assuming that it's all right with God when it is not. The holiness of Israel or any group of people is related to a considerable degree to the faithfulness of the priest. Yet the priest, by nature of his or her work and their proximity to God, could be more easily tempted to transgress the law of God. Therefore, it's imperative that atonement be made for him or her on a regular basis. Then the sin offering was made on behalf of the people, indicating that God himself made a way for people's sin to be forgiven. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God, and we could so easily live our lives condemned and ashamed before God. Isn't it wonderful that we have a God who would not leave us in our sin? He provided forgiveness for Israel through the sacrifice of unblemished animals, and for you and I through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, the spotless Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. The first offering for the priest and the congregation was followed by the burnt offering, which has as its primary emphasis the officer's complete dedication to the Lord. Then there was the fellowship offering, which focused on communication with God. And finally, the grain offering mixed with oil, which symbolized the consecration of one's efforts to the Lord. All of this is about worship. Each of these offerings is an act of worship. As an act of worship, Paul says to us in Romans 12:3, offer your burnt offerings. In view of God's mercy, offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Offer your fellowship offerings. Communicate with God. Worship is all about communication and talking to God. As an act of worship, offer your grain offerings. Consecrate all of your efforts to God. Paul also wrote to the saints in Colossians 3:17, "Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." The reason why these offerings were presented on the day, this particular day, is stated in verses 4 and 6. "For today, the Lord will appear to you." As they worship God, God showed up. Though God is always present with His people, when we worship Him, He becomes strangely near. He gets up close and personal. The manifestation of God's presence at the commencement of sacrificial offerings is a reminder that the goal of worship is to encounter God. We are to enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name, so that we might have an intimate encounter with God. Wherever we are in worship, we want to engage God, but we also want to experience His glory. In verse 6, the stated goal of these sacrifices, synonymous with His presence, was so the glory of the Lord may appear to you. When the sacrifices were completed by the priest according to God's command, Moses and Aaron went inside the tabernacle, and when they came out, they blessed the people. The glory of the Lord then appeared to all the people. Fire came down from the presence of the Lord and consumed the offerings. The Shekinah glory of the Lord is His visible presence. His glory, kabod, comes from the root word which denotes heaviness, weightiness, and has the extended meaning of significance, superior value, distinction, splendor. God is large and in charge. He's distinctive, robed in majesty, power, dominion, and splendor. In Exodus 24, the glory of the Lord rested on Mount Sinai when Moses went up to receive the Ten Commandments. In Exodus 40, the glory of the Lord fell on the tabernacle so much so that the priest could not minister. When the glory of the Lord appeared at the inauguration of the priesthood, it indicated that God had established and approved this sacrificial system. When we worship God on one accord, when we come to God with a clean heart, lifting up our hands and our voices in praise, when we offer our bodies as living sacrifices, God shows up in worship, dwells among us, and ministers to us and through us to a world that needs to know Him. And when He appears in all of His glory like a consuming fire, there is only one appropriate response, as evidenced by the people here, to cry out and fall down in worship. Let us pray. Consuming fire, sweet perfume, we long for Your presence, God. Your glory to be continually revealed to us and through us. Help us, O God, to be evidence of Your glory in everything we say, do, and as we live in the world and interact with others every day and in every way. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you, my brothers and sisters, for joining us. I pray that you will have a blessed and prosperous week. We look forward to having you join us again, especially on Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. for worship in person at the Ray or on our website, www.rayofhope.org, on Facebook Live or YouTube. God bless you. I love you. Mm-hmm.